You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's episode is about choosing the higher perspective. When we look at something in our life from the higher perspective, we're seeing the truth. We're in alignment. We know it's right. But whenever we look at anything from the limited perspective, we feel fear. This is always the illusion. Since there's no wrong anywhere in the universe, we're not seeing the truth when we're in fear. This is the victim's perspective and we're out of alignment. A limiting belief has been triggered and you feel fear. The fastest way to get back into alignment is to consciously choose to see the subject that's causing the fear from the higher perspective. You ask, how is it actually right? How is this event happening for my benefit? What limiting belief is causing me to see the situation as wrong or bad? Once we shift our perspective from limited to the higher perspective, we feel relief. We'll get back into alignment. We see the truth of the situation and we'll receive inspiration to move into a better feeling state. Now, before we get started, I'd like to talk to you about the next bootcamp that's starting on Monday. There's still plenty of time for you to join us. The bootcamp is an 8-week experience that we do as a group with people all over the world. Remember, words don't teach, experience teaches. You're ready for this experience that will change the way you perceive yourself, everyone in your life, and everything in your life. You'll learn to see it all from a higher perspective. The bootcamp will completely change your perception from limiting to empowering. You'll finally understand how you've been creating your life and you'll change. Everyone who has gone through the bootcamp has had massive shifts in their lives from fear and confusion to love and more clarity. If you're ready to discover who you truly are and start creating what you actually want deliberately, I know this bootcamp is for you. By the end of the bootcamp, you will absolutely know how to finally engage the law of attraction and your soul's purpose will be revealed to you. But this requires that you address and process limiting beliefs. You don't know what those beliefs are yet, but by doing the bootcamp, you will absolutely know, you'll just find them all, and you will have the tools to reduce their limiting effects on your life. If you've been listening to this podcast for a little while, you're ready to discover who you are. There's nothing to fear because when you make these changes to how you perceive yourself, everything gets so much better. Your relationships improve, your health improves. This is called the Unlimited Abundance Bootcamp, and by the time you graduate, you will allow in so much more of what you want. What everyone says after they complete their first bootcamp is that they can't imagine what their lives would have been like had they not enrolled in the bootcamp. Your life might be really good right now, or you might be struggling to get what you want in certain areas, but you have no idea how your life will improve once you've taken just one bootcamp. And once you're in for life. So you can take as many bootcamps as you want for free. We've done 15 bootcamps over the last 2 years with hundreds of people. I've seen the impact this has. It's like nothing else in the world. If you're ready to take your spiritual journey to the next level, send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com and I'll send you more information. If Joshua's words resonate with you, you're ready. If you feel fear, that's natural. Fear is going to pop up every time you're inspired to do anything. But this fear is easy to push past because all you have to do is send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com and I'll send you more information. And after that, you make a decision. That's it. Okay, thanks for being here and please like and subscribe and share this on Facebook and all that other stuff you do to support us. We really, really appreciate it. Here we go. We are thrilled to be here.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi, Joshua.
Hello.
So as you're moving forward in your life, what you're doing is pushing past fear, always, at all times. Whenever you're choosing to do anything, to make any decision, you're pushing past fear, whether that's to manifest something you think you want, to make something happen, to create some manifested reality or of a desire, you have to push past fear. If you're doing it for desire, well, most of your desires are based in fear. And so the action that you take is struggle and effort. And when you manifest something, it's never really going to give you the feeling you thought you'd get, because what's happening here is you're basing that desire on the lack of that manifested reality. So you're creating from a basis of fear, perceiving that if your desire is manifested, well, then you'll feel better. And so that's really the opposite of how this situation works, how this physical reality works. What you really want to do is just realize that you're expanding to a new version of yourself, to a new understanding, to a new level of clarity. Now, if you could let go of all those things you think you want, if you could realize they're all based in a feeling of lack of some sort or trying to solve some issue you think you have, and just let that go and realize that if that's necessary for your journey of self-discovery, those things will be manifested into your reality without any effort or struggle whatsoever. In fact, you'll just be inspired to some action, and that action would lead to the manifested reality of those desires if they're required, if they're necessary. But if they're not required or necessary, or if they don't help or benefit you in any way, then you really wouldn't want them manifested in your reality in the first place because they would be distractions. What you want to think about is who you are now. So who you are now is a eternal, magnificent, limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance who is the creator of your reality. You are creating it all. You create everything. Everything is a creation sourced from you. Now, that could be an experience of something unwanted, that unwanted experience would show you a limiting belief and you could process that and reduce the intensity of that limiting belief. So that's a good thing. Or it could be something that leads you on to a higher or more clear idea of who you are, which is what you truly want. You want expansion, which leads to self-discovery, to know who you are, to understand better your power, why you're here, what you're here to process, what you're here to explore, what you're here to do in service for others. All of this is set in your pre-birth intentions. Those pre-birth intentions were made without any fear. They were made purely in love. And if you live your life pushing past fear to act on inspiration that would move you forward, you'll get more clarity as to who you are and why you're here. Your superpowers will come online. Your talents and attributes will all shift and come into your awareness. You'll see why you have the talents and personality and attributes that you have. It'll make sense to you. And really, the system works by leading you to that which is interesting to you, to your passions and those interesting things and fun and joy and all that. So everything you truly want is fun, joy, based in love, excitement, exhilaration, more clarity, expansion. And that can all be done effortlessly and easily if you just follow inspiration. But upon receiving inspiration, you will always have some fear because the expanded version of you that will exist after you take the action has a different set of beliefs. The limited version of you has limiting beliefs, beliefs without enough information. The action that you take to move from one level to the next level will give you information, filling in those limiting beliefs and making them more empowering. You can do that work now because anytime you face a manifestation event, what's really happening is that the universe is showing you a limiting belief. The limiting belief simply is a belief without enough information. Over a period of time, that information will fill in on its own. And so you could look back at some event that happened in your youth, maybe your first breakup, and you can realize that the feeling that you had, that disappointment or frustration or anger that you had, that in that transpired reality where you felt like you lost something you loved. Looking back at it now, over time, information has been added. And so that doesn't feel as bad as it did back then. In fact, for most of you, it doesn't feel bad at all. In fact, for most of you, you realize that that had to happen to launch you on a trajectory towards the life that you're living right now. And if that didn't happen the way it happened, you would leave some other life and you would not be here now. So what you truly wanted was to be where you are right now, interested in these ideas, exploring more of who you are on your journey of self-discovery, just as you intended prior to your birth. So then everything is working out perfectly because you are here now. That means that everything in your life was always perfect all along. But some of it you were resisting. Some of it you thought was bad. Why did you think it was bad? Because you had a limiting belief. The limiting belief was triggered when the experience happened and you felt negative emotion because you were perceiving it from a limited perspective. From the higher perspective, you could see at the time that it was all working out for you, but you chose not to. You chose to react to it as if it was wrong. You chose a perception of reality that was not true. And your inner self sent you a message in the form of negative emotion to let you know that your perspective at that time was not true. You can see that now. It makes sense now because time has passed and you've gained more information and those limiting beliefs do not exist at the same level that they did back then. So you must know that going forward, anytime you have a manifestation event, it's showing you a limiting belief. Are you going to try and change the conditions and react in fear and act on urges to control things? Or are you going to see it from the higher perspective now? Well, if you choose to see it from the higher perspective now, if you choose a perception of reality that is true, the negative emotion will go away because it's not needed. The negative emotion is only there to indicate to you that you're choosing a limited perspective. But if you're choosing the higher perspective, then the negative emotion is not necessary and it will fade. You will feel better. You will feel feelings of relief, joy, exhilaration, interest, or simply acceptance. And if you can do that with any manifestation event that happens now, you can always do that in the future. So you could know going forward that it's your choice always to perceive anything as good or bad, whether you have a limiting belief or not. Now, the limiting belief will be automatically triggered in the moment, but how quickly can you choose the higher perspective? That's what you're doing now. That's why you're all enrolled in these courses now, to be aware of those times when you're choosing the limited perspective and to not react or not act on urges to change and control the conditions. Imagine that. Imagine simply not lingering in negative emotion. Imagine being able to mentally process your limiting beliefs. Imagine being able to choose higher perspectives and feel better instantly. Well, that's something that most people don't have, but you have that. And so if you could do that, you would realize that by not acting on an urge to change the conditions, you would not go into a tailspin or into an exploration of who you're not. You would go back into alignment. And in alignment, you would receive inspiration. And that inspiration would lead you to the next level, to a level of more clarity, where now it's even easier to see the manifestation events. It's even easier to see who you are. It's even easier to see the limiting beliefs without all the manifestation events happening, because you can find those limiting beliefs the second you feel resistant thought, the second you judge anything, the second you think anything is wrong. Everyone else is lingering in what they think is wrong, is lingering in fear, is trying to protect themselves and put up barriers and defenses to protect themselves from negative emotion. You're coming to a point now where you don't need to do that, because why would you? This is an inherent part of the physical reality. That negative emotion is your guidance. And now you're seeing it for what it is. And you're seeing that when you receive negative emotion, you're perceiving the illusion. It is not true. What you think is wrong is not wrong. Now, how is this even possible? How in the world could it not be wrong? Well, it's only wrong because you have a limiting belief and it's being triggered and you feel fear. You say, oh, it's not going to turn out the way I think it should turn out. Oh, it's not going to go the way I think it should go. Oh, it's not going to be the ideal that I'm attaching myself to. Oh, it's going to have some meaning about me. Oh, it's going to interfere with my life in some way. Of course it isn't. Of course not. It's just your perspective that's interfering with your life. It's just the way you're looking at it that's causing you to feel fear. The fear is always irrational, and you can prove to yourself every single time that the fear is irrational, the limiting belief is simply limiting. Now, you have limiting beliefs. You've adopted them along the way. Maybe you've brought them in with other, from other lifetimes. They are there. They exist. Why do they exist? Well, are you ready to move to who you truly are? Are you really ready to actually expand? Are you really ready to come into your power? Are you really ready to live a different life, a different approach to life? And the fear says, we will see if you're ready or not. And you'll say, I can push past the fear or not. I am ready or not. That's up to you. But if you look at everything from the higher perspective, you will know you're ready. Because what are you? You're limitless. You're essentially limitless. You're a being of love. You're infinite. You are that which is infinite. You have no limits. All those limitations are self-imposed. Why would you impose them? Because you can't handle the fear. Why can't you handle the fear? Because you're not used to pushing out of your comfort zone to do the things you're inspired to do. Because you can't see the payoff. You want to see the payoff. If you're desperate for $1 million, you'll effort and struggle and work your way night and day, hour after hour, doing things you don't want to do to attain the $1 million that you don't have. And when you get that $1 million, maybe for a second, you'll be happy about it, but then you'll feel the same way you did before. And you'll realize it never meant anything ever. And you, all that time that you spent trying to accumulate that money and all that effort and all that energy that's spent on this, that could be spent on who you truly are in ease and joy, which is the design of the system. Well, do that enough times and you'll figure out that's not the way things should work. the way things should work is that I should see myself for who I am. I should see everyone else for who they are. I should see how this physical reality actually works. And then I should leverage that physical reality and the laws of the universe to what? Discover who I am. That's the only thing that matters. That was your only pre-birth intention. Discover, discover, discover through expansion. Every time you act, whether it's towards the manifestation of some desire, that's expansion. It's not really that effective because it's trying to manifest something you think you lack. But every time you act on inspiration, you move another step towards the realization of who you are and limitations drop away. You gain confidence and clarity and understanding of who you truly are. You see the system for how it works. You see everyone else, whether they're living in fear or not. You understand what's happening outside there. Isn't that amazing? Wouldn't that be incredible to really know what's going on? If you really knew what's going on, you would never, ever, 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 not one minute ever, live in fear. Because you would know how the system is working. It's perfect in every way. So who are those people living in fear? Those people who are living in fear are looking at everything from the limited perspective as if they are the victim living in a malevolent universe. That's the illusion. That's why they're in fear. As they evolve through acting through inspiration, they gain clarity. They get out of the illusion. You are all moving out of the illusion now. You are all gaining vast amount of clarity. You are all seeing things from a new perspective. Life is getting a little bit easier, a little bit more fun, a little bit more joyful. You're operating much more effectively. You're moving along that journey with ease. Manifestation events don't have to happen all the time now. You can catch it in the stage when it's a resistant thought or a judgment. And so this is a process, and you're all doing magnificently well. Whether you're on this call now or listening at a later date, you must know that by listening to this information, just that is enough to cause you to move into new levels of expansion in joy rather than suffering. And that's what this life is all about. It's all about the joy, all about the ease, all about giving up the resistance and letting things flow as you intended prior to your birth. And when you can do that, it's magical. So many things happen that you couldn't even imagine would ever happen before. So many miracles take place. So many synchronicities, so many new people, so many new ideas, so much rush of inspiration. It all gets easier and easier and easier and better and better and better. This reality is getting better and better and better and better. Some can't see it. Why can't they see it? They're looking at it from a limited perspective as the victim. Those of you who are choosing to look at it from a higher perspective can see that was not a bad thing. That was a good thing. That's not a bad thing at all. I have nothing to fear. I can see how it's all playing out. It's all getting better. It's all getting easier. It's all getting more fun. It's all getting more abundant. It's all getting more free. It's all coming together for me to finally discover who I am. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
I have a question, Joshua.
Gary.
So the idea when something comes up and triggers a negative emotional feeling, so at the moment, instead of going and trying to even figure out the manifestation process, just looking at it from a higher level, you almost skip that. Is it okay to just skip that process and go, this is going to be for my highest good. It's okay. Don't react. Just see it for the benefit versus trying to go in and go, okay, why did I react to that? What is that limiting belief? Is there a difference? Can you do one or you have to do both?
So imagine that you have a manifestation event, you feel negative emotion. You receive thoughts based in fear and urges to change the conditions. You're existing in a state of fear. You're in that stream of consciousness. Now imagine doing a manifestation event form from that state. You're going to be in confusion. It's not going to be clear to you. You're still going to feel bad. You're still going to be angry or frustrated or worried or anxious about whatever's happening. You're still in the fear mode. You're still perceiving yourself as a victim. How can a victim effectively navigate the manifestation event form, find the limiting belief, prove it's false, and believe it? The victim can't believe it. The victim can only believe they're a victim. So what can you do? You can look at it from the higher perspective. This must be happening to show me something. This must be for me in some way. This must be a sign that there's some limiting belief. Yet if I'm going to look at it from a limited perspective, I'm not going to be able to figure this out. I'm going to be in confusion and frustration. And so when I get back into alignment, then I can figure it out. This is why we have you do the manifestation event forms in the evening or in the next day. When you've come back into alignment, and now you're tapped into the stream of love. And now you're receiving guidance from your inner self. Direct communication, by the way, which you can say, oh, what's that limiting belief? Now you're not attached to the problem of it or the issue of it as much as you were when you were in the depth of it. You're not feeling that emotion. And you're realizing that this came for your benefit. So you're in a higher vibrational place. And you have access to the truth rather than to the illusion. From that truth, you can now go ahead and say, let me just write down the brief explanation. I don't have to go into the great detail about what this is. This event happened, and here's how I saw it from my perspective. What's that limiting belief? Boom. When you ask that question, it is given to you. You write down whatever you get. It doesn't matter. You can't make a mistake. You can't fail. You just write down what comes to you because it's being communicated to you in love, in that stream of love. And it is the truth. Is it really the limiting belief that caused that manifestation event form? It doesn't matter. If you found one, bravo. Now you get to process it. And now you get to find evidence to prove that it's not true, prove that it's false. And while you're doing that, where's that coming from? If you're in the stream of love, it's coming from your inner self. It's coming from your guided supporters. It is the truth. If you're trying to do this from a position of weakness, from a limited perspective, from being a victim, you're going to write down all kinds of stuff that agree with your position. They were wrong. This is wrong. I can't get this limiting belief. It doesn't make any sense. And so when people are opening up to core limiting beliefs, sometimes they need to wait a couple of days because those core limiting beliefs will always carry with it confusion because it is such a prevalent part of their life. It is determinant of their entire reality. It is something that has happened or that they brought in with them that they're there to look at again, to find another perspective. So the easy way to get back into alignment is to see the good, to see the love, because love is alignment. That's the correct perception of reality. That's the authentic and true perception of reality. And as soon as you do that, you'll feel relief. Relief is associated with a positive emotion. So any positive emotion whatsoever, a chuckle, a giggle, excitement, interesting, an aha moment, goosebumps, whatever that is, you know that you're in alignment and you don't have to do it perfectly. Whatever you do is effective. Now, a lot of you want to wipe out your limiting beliefs. That's not really possible because you've attracted them and you can't throw away anything you've attracted. It's with you. Great. But it doesn't have to be so intense. The intensity of the limiting belief correlates to the intensity of the fear that you receive when you receive inspiration. So are you able to push past that fear when you receive inspiration? This is something you'll have to question yourself. Why can't I push past the fear? What am I really afraid of? Well, if you have an attachment to some manifestation that you really want, some big desire, you'll push past any fear. But it's not so easy when it's an inspiration because it's subtle. You can't see where the inspiration is going to lead. So we're asking you to move from this idea that you need to push past fear to do the things that you know you have to do to manifest the desires that you have and look at the inspiration and say, if I knew what this was going to lead to, if I knew that it was going to enhance my life, bring me more joy, bring me more connection with those in my life, bring more love into my life, bring more good feelings and ease and prosperity and freedom. Well, that's always going to happen when you receive inspiration. It's always going to lead to an enhanced life, an enhanced experience of life, a higher perception of yourself and perception of reality, a way of looking at things that makes things easier. You are intending to move to greater awareness of who you truly are. Why? Because with that greater awareness, you'll see out of the illusion, you'll be in less fear. You'll be closer to understanding who you truly are. You'll be more of service to others in your life and world in general. You'll be creating new pathways of thought where others who are living in fear can eventually follow. You'll be doing all these wonderful things. Will it make you $1 million? Doesn't matter. If you're feeling good, if you're enjoying life, if things are easy, if you're taking things less seriously, if you're having less resistance generally, if you're feeling better, if your body is healthy, that's the benefit. Who cares about the $1 million if you have all that? Who cares about the house in the ocean if you have all that? Who cares about achievements and awards and accolades and people respecting you if you have that? If you have a perception of reality where you don't need anything, what's better than that? Where you don't need someone to appreciate you, where you don't need someone to see you as good. If that perception of reality exists within you, you're free of it all. And that's what you truly want. That's what this whole system is set up to do. So the manifestation event form is very helpful. Yet alignment is what you truly want, because in alignment, you have that access to source love, that flow of energy and information from source. That's clarity. That's what you truly want. How do you get in alignment? By processing a manifestation event? Maybe not. But by looking at it from a higher perspective, saying, this must be right. This must be for me. Let me see what I can see in this to see it as right. Oh yeah, it's showing me this limiting belief. That's a good thing. I'll work on that later on. I'll work on that when I get back into alignment. But what I want to do is feel good now, because I don't want to spend any more time feeling bad. Feeling good is the most important thing in my life, because in feeling good, I know that I'm on my true inspired path of self-discovery, just as I intended prior to my birth.
That's great. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely. Susie.
Yes. When I woke up the other day, I had this sentence in my head, which I heard before. It was saying, I am that I am. And I had this image of myself and another image of an enlightened being who was closing up with me, who's like fading in this. As it was getting closer and closer, it kept on saying, I am that I am. And I'm just inspired to ask, could you elaborate on that or insight?
Well, first of all, you didn't just wake up. You were woken up. It was the perfect time, the perfect place, the perfect environment, and the perfect vibration to receive the perfect message for you. I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I am. I am what? What would you say I am to?
Well, before I used to associate it with everybody. As soon as I could see somebody, I would say, I am that person who is that I am also. So I'd say like as a one unity, I am like everybody's me and I'm them.
So I am one with all that is.
Mm-hmm.
And all that is what?
Is one also.
And I am one. Yeah. I am love. I am all that is. I am not separated from anything. I am that which is, all that is, which is love. And love is God. And God is love. And therefore, I am God.
So that other I am is God.
There's no other I am. It's the message that from your perception, the God is outside of you. But the God is you, inseparable. Now, physical reality, you can't feel that. Physical reality, you feel like an individual. You say, mm-hmm. That person is someone different than me. That tree is someone different than me. That idea is some idea out there, not me. That thing I manifest in physical reality is just a product or production of some effort or work or inspiration that's happened through me. It is separate from me. Think about the first life, a single cell life form. And then that life form from itself splits in two. And now it observes something which it thinks it is not. It is separate, yet it is from the same and cannot be separate. In physical reality, it seems separate, but that's the illusion. So the illusion of separation in physical reality causes you to perceive yourself in a new way with every relationship you have and every experience you have. So it's your perception of yourself. But why is this even a thing? Everyone's doing the same thing. Perceiving themselves as separate so they can know themselves from unique perspectives, which each and every one is all one, all God, all love, having unique experiences so that it can know itself in a unique way that could never be achieved any other way other than physical reality and this illusion of separateness. So the entire system is based in love so that you can know yourself as God. And so your journey of self-discovery is coming from this illusion of this separate being to the truth, coming out of the illusion to the truth of no separation. Separate from God, can't be separate from God. One with God, one with all that is. All that is God. God is love. You are love. You can't be separated from love. You can perceive it, which is wonderful, because it can't be perceived in the non-physical, because in the non-physical, fear doesn't exist the way it exists in the physical. So in the physical, the separation is love and fear. Yet love and fear are still love. It's just the perspective that you choose to determine what's love and what's fear. But if you are one, you are I am that which I am all that I am it all and nothing. I am love and fear. I am it all that is. I am one with it all. That's the highest expression of who you are. That's the truth. So you received a message of infinite truth. Now, what is life? Life is the exploration of this infinite truth from every possible perspective. The more perspectives, the better. Did you notice that everyone has a unique perspective? No one can perceive what you're perceiving in this lifetime, not in one moment, not in the entirety of it. You are unique in your perspective, and your perspective adds to the fabric of all that is, because you are all that is. And so life is this journey of discovery of who you truly are, and you've discovered it. So what do you do now with this information? Mm-hmm. Now you act as if you are one with all that is. That is not separate from me. That is a reflection of me. And my perception of it, whether that's a limited perspective or a higher perspective, how I perceive it is how I'm perceiving myself. So if I offer love to everything in my reality, I'm being more authentic. If I hide out in fear from any aspect of my reality, I'm exploring the inauthentic version of me. It's still beneficial, but doesn't feel good. Why doesn't it feel good? Because you're being guided to the notion that you are love. Your intention is to discover who you are, love. The only description of who you are is love. But what is love? Well, that's why you're here, to explore that idea. And so you would say, well, love is all these good things and fear is all these bad things. But the bad things can only be perceived from a limited perspective. From the higher perspective, if you know yourself as love, you would look at everything else and you would see that that is love as well. From the higher perspective, if you know yourself as love, you would see that in your reality, how COVID affects you is all for your benefit. If you're looking at yourself from a victim, you would look at that same exact subject and you would look at it as if it was all wrong and you'd want to wipe it out or escape from it or hide from it or keep yourself locked up away from it in fear of it. But if it is love, then there's no need to be in fear of it. And so if everything is love, there's no need to be in fear of anything. So fear would be the illusion. And the truth would be that everything is love. Everything is perfect. But yes, you still look at things from a limited perspective. Why? Because you have something in your vibration, a wobble in that vibration. And that wobble causes fear when it's being triggered. Mm-hmm. And that wobble limits you from living the expansive life that you intended to live. That's okay. You get to play around with that. So the wobble is the limiting belief that is triggered and fear is the result. But what's the fear? The fear is love as well, because the fear is showing you the wobble. Now, if you can smooth out that wobble, if you can ease it, if you can reduce the intensity of it, well, your vibration now elevates because that is not holding you down. It's no longer a limitation because it pops up every time you're inspired to do anything. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm not worthy. Oh, I'm separate from that which I perceive I'm separate from, or that which I fear. And so it pops up, keeps you having this limited experience of life, which causes inner conflict because you are here to experience the most profound idea of physical reality that's ever been experienced before. You are coming to a new level. And that is the awakening of who you truly are. Now, those living in fear are operating as if the system is out to get them. And they're hiding out from all these bad things, all this bad potential. And they're paying attention to all the bad things. They're watching the news. They think, in order to be safe, I better know what's going on out there. And so they gather around the TV set at 6:30 and they watch all the horror stories that are happening on the fringes of physical reality. They're not watching any of the love, which is more apparent, just these isolated incidences that look terrible. And so they say, well, I need to know what's going on so I can hide out and protect myself from these dangers. But then they're infecting themselves in the cycle of fear. And because they're not processing limiting beliefs, the fear becomes more intense as they go older. They get that momentum grows and they live more limited lives. So imagine you come in and you are born and you're born to the parents that you're born to. And you have this pre-birth intention to discover who you are. So you have these experiences in youth and they cause you to adopt limiting beliefs. So you adopt these limiting beliefs and this sets trajectory. And so all these things happen, are attracted, all these manifestation events happen because there's that wobble in your vibration. Now, without that wobble, you would live a highly expansive life as you intended. Mm-hmm. But you first have to deal with that wobble, that limiting belief. And so the universe orchestrates manifestation events. At first, they're very mild. And then they will cause you to feel negative emotion when the limiting belief is triggered so that you can look and see where that limiting belief is. So it can be exposed or illuminated so that you can then prove to yourself that limiting belief is not true. And then it no longer affects you nor needs more manifestation events. But if you're carrying it around and saying, I can't, it's not going to work for me. I can't do anything. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy, blah, 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 blah. All these different limiting beliefs that are not true because you are being of love. You are love. You are source. Well, that limiting belief just goes stronger, doesn't it? It just gets more intense.
Yes.
And it just weighs you down. So your vibration can't raise. Your vibration raises when you push past the fear that's causing this, that's caused by this limiting belief. So every time you're able to push past the fear, you expand to new levels of clarity, which is exactly what you wanted to do. And so you have to deal with these limiting beliefs. And you've come here to prove to yourself that you can think about these things in a new way. Look at them from a higher perspective. Make feeling good your priority in life. Allow yourself to explore your passions and interests. Think of yourself in the most shining, beautiful, brilliant, true way that you've ever thought of yourself ever before in any lifetime you've ever had. And as you do that, you open up new inspiration and new people come into your life and new opportunities and new interests and new information comes into your life. And so you say, oh, that's interesting. That's fascinating because you're allowing yourself to accept the new information, the new people, the new experiences as good, as beneficial. And then you're playing around with your perception of yourself. And every time you see yourself from a higher perspective, when you look at yourself as more worthy, more good, more whole, more connected, more powerful, have more capabilities, have talents and attributes that's worthy of doing whatever you want to do and having whatever you want to have and being whoever you want to be. The more you see yourself from that perspective, well, what you're doing is you're raising your vibration. But the limiting belief is holding you down. So you can't fake it. No matter what you say to yourself, no matter how many affirmations you say, if you're not dealing with these limiting beliefs, it's not going to work. It's just going to cause conflict because you're trying to raise your vibration, but the limiting belief is holding you down. So now you say, oh, a manifestation event. I don't like those. They give me negative emotion. I don't like those. I'm going to avoid them. And if you avoid them and don't do anything, well, you're not going to discover those limiting beliefs. You're going to live a life of fear. But if you start acting, especially on inspiration, but whatever you do, if you start taking action, you're going to illuminate all your limiting beliefs, which is what you want. And if there's a process to look at those limiting beliefs from a higher perspective and see, oh, they're just limiting. They're not true. I can find evidence clearly that they're not true. It's, of course I'm worthy. I'm living this unique experience of life for the benefit of all that is. I have to be worthy. I have to be equal to all others. Yes, I'm interested in this information. That indicates that I am a old soul. I've been doing this a long time. I'm ready to discover who I am. And there's nothing to fear in that. And everything I want is on the other side of all my fears. And so now I'm looking forward to the manifestation event, but I'm going to see it from a higher perspective instantly and get back into alignment. And then I'm going to look at it. Then I'm going to process it. And I'm going to reduce the intensity so that in alignment, when I receive inspiration, that limiting belief is not going to pop up too much fear. And I can easily push past it to expand even more. So we are serious when we say to here that if you're living your life trying to manifest what you think you lack, you're going to be living in struggle and effort, and it's going to be unrewarding, unfulfilling, frustrating, and you're never going to get the feeling you want. On the other hand, if you can exist in a state of alignment with full acceptance of how your reality looks and feels right now, full acceptance of that reality, giving up everything you think is wrong with your reality and saying, it's perfect as it is, I'm perfect as I am, I'm here to explore, I explore by receiving inspiration and taking action. You take just a few action steps on inspiration and you move to a completely new vibrational platform and attract a new reality that reflects that. That's how the system works. Give up the desires because that's just going to be exploring the old you. Act on inspiration because that's the exploration of the authentic you. And that will lead to everything you truly want quickly, rapidly, maybe even be overwhelming, but it'll move you to a place that you can't even imagine. Humans want to effort and struggle to get what they think they need. And few humans have to act on inspiration. And when they do, they create miracles. They create inventions and music and art and literature and movies and all this wonderful stuff. Now, most of them are acting on inspiration in just a few areas of their life. Work. Some are acting on inspiration in their romance and relationships. Some are acting on inspiration in their body and they're exercising and doing all these incredible things. But few are acting on inspiration in the entirety of their life. Imagine if you could do that. I don't care where this is going to lead. I don't care if it has to do with my body or my relationship or my finances. I'm just going to act on the inspiration and see where it goes. And then wherever it goes is fine. And I'm going to wait for more inspiration, act on that and act on that. If you could do this for 4 weeks, you would be one of the most powerful people in the world. The most influential, the most incredible, the most successful, the most awe-inspiring people in the world. Just acting on the inspiration you receive in 4 weeks. That's how quickly you can transform any life. The reason people aren't transforming their lives is they're not acting on inspiration. They're acting on struggle and effort or not acting at all. You came here to expand. You expand through action. The action to manifest the desire, it's easier to push past fear because you think you know where it's going to get you. But the true power comes in pushing past fear to act on inspired ideas. I am all that is, all that was, all that will be. I am the source of it all, the observer of it all, and the experiencer of it all. I am one. Mm-hmm. It is all me. I am limitless because I am love and love is limitless.
Well, sounds great. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
Can I say something?
Yes, Audrey.
Yes. Is there a difference between being empath and sensitive?
Being what?
Empathic or
empathic? Empathic, okay,
yeah.
Empathic, yes.
And sensitive with your teachings.
Emotional sensitivity is what you all have.
Superpower.
That's your superpower. The reason you're here is because you're highly emotionally sensitive. You've lived many lives. Your emotional sensitivity has grown with each life. But you don't want to be too emotionally sensitive until you're ready. Until you see yourself as, I am one, I am the creator, I am source. I am the creator of my reality. Everything is good. Everything is right. Everything is based in love. Until you get there, you don't want to be that sensitive because to feel fear when you're emotionally sensitive is to be paralyzed by it, is to be in emotional pain. And so you gradually evolve to higher levels of emotional sensitivity. And with the emotional sensitivity comes more superpowers. Intuition, direct communication, heightened emotional feelings, and empathy. Empathic abilities. So empathy is often seen by humans as, I'm putting myself in their shoes and I don't like how that feels, so I want to fix their problem for them. Empathy is deeper than that. True empathy is. True empathic abilities is to feel the vibration of someone else, to know them, to see them for who they are, to accept them for who they are. Well, if you're not ready to accept people for who they are because you're living in fear, you would never want empathic abilities because you would see the good and the bad. And if you can't look at the bad and say, see that as good from the higher perspective, you would be in fear of seeing something you don't want to see. Mm-hmm. And so you would call your empathic abilities torture or a problem, or you don't want to use them. You'd want to hide away. And so people who have heightened empathic abilities, who have yet to understand how the system works and that everything is based in love, when they're still judging things and looking at things from limiting perspectives, their empathic abilities are going to cause them anxiety and doubt and frustration. And they're going to feel terrible when they walk in a room because they're not going to be able to see the good. Now, what is the good? Imagine you walk into a room with people who are full of fear, a hospital, for instance. Imagine being empathic and walking into a hospital where everyone's in fear. But from the higher perspective, you know that everyone's having their manifestation event and people are transitioning to the non-physical. That's a wonderful thing. There is no death. That if they're having some sort of illness, it's a result of resistance and they're getting an opportunity to work through that and see limiting beliefs. So everything is working out in that hospital. The doctors are doing their thing. The nurses are doing their thing. The staff's doing their thing. The gift shop lady's doing her thing. But the family members are all in anxiety and fear because they are perceiving loss in the form of a manifestation that they aren't understanding how it works. You, who understands how it works with heightened empathic abilities, will be guided by inspiration to use those powers or leverage those powers to be of aid and benefit to others. So imagine that you are volunteering at the hospital. And imagine that you have a high degree of empathy, of true sensitivity, of understanding what people are feeling, and you don't understand the system. Well, you're going to hide away from everyone. You're not going to be of any service to anyone. Now imagine you understand the system and you have these empathic abilities and you're able to receive inspiration and you'll be able to walk over to someone else and hold their hand and comfort them or even heal them or be of whatever service that you're inspired to be of at the time. You're of benefit to others. You build a relationship between those people and you from this very high perspective. Now imagine that you are Source and you come in to the hospital and you see the truth of it all, the love that's happening, how everything is working out. And then you can fix people or leave people alone or whatever you want to do. But of course, you would accept it all as Source. And if someone is ready to be healed, you would know it. And you would, with a wave of hand, heal them. But if they're not ready to be healed because they haven't resolve their conflict and their limiting beliefs, you would allow them to go through their manifestation event. You would allow them to have their experience because that experience is very valuable, you see. So a lot of people do not like their empathic abilities and they question it, but that too will draw them to having a desire to discover more. And so they'll be led to these teachings, and many of you are highly empathic here, or they'll be led to other teachings that will allow them to develop and to see everything from the higher perspective so that They won't be distraught when they're feeling something that feels negative to them. They'll be able to interpret it correctly as it truly is. And this is what is actually happening in this reality. And everyone is becoming more and more empathic, becoming more and more emotionally sensitive. Now, if you look at your grandparents, they were less emotionally sensitive than children today. So the movement is from lower emotional sensitivity to higher emotional sensitivity. And so those coming today generally have much higher emotional sensitivity than those being born 100 years ago. And so the fear that's available to them if they don't understand the system is going to be scary because they're really going to feel it. They're really going to feel the fear. They're really going to be worried and anxious and perceive their limiting beliefs are true and try and change things and act on urges and all this stuff. And so they'll really have an elevated or magnified experience of physical reality. It'll be expansive. Well, those living in fear who are highly emotionally sensitive and trying to change conditions and operate are going to create chaos for themselves. They're going to create a trajectory of confusion and illusion, and they're going to be discovering who they're not at a rapid pace. This will cause them to have birth desires to get more information that will allow them to evolve to the truth of this reality. And that high emotional sensitivity, when they understand the truth, especially when they understand who they are, the source creator of the reality, will give them amazing powers. Powers to really shift energy, powers to aid others, powers to be of true service. And this is what you all want, and this is where you're going to. And those of you who are moving in that direction right now, which is all of you, are becoming more emotionally sensitive. This too is what you truly want. The more emotionally sensitive you can be, the more you'll notice when you have a resistant thought. And you'll deal with that limiting belief at that thought stage before it turns into a manifestation event or a breakdown or an unwanted physical condition. It no longer needs to get into the body because you're paying attention to it because you're so sensitive to it now. So this is truly a superpower. It's not just being empathic. It's also receiving direct communication from your inner self. To being truly aware of your emotions and what they're telling you and your perspective, to having guidance in the form of communication from your inner self at the time you need it. This two-way conversation, asking questions, receiving answers, asking guidance, knowing for yourself what's true, thinking for yourself. You can't do that when you're not emotionally sensitive. But when you're emotionally sensitive, you can start tapping into these non-physical senses. As good as your senses are physically, sight, sound, taste, touch, smell, your non-physical senses are so much more powerful. And when you turn those on, because you're becoming more emotionally sensitive, because you're seeing things from the higher perspective, because you're becoming who you truly are, well, then all of your talents and attributes and superpowers are now unleashed so that you can be a deliberate creator. You would never want to be a deliberate creator if you were living in fear, because you would snap away everything you didn't like. And pretty soon you would keep snapping, and there'd be nothing left. You want to live a life of love and create from the perspective of love, the position of love. You want to create as source creates. And if you can create as source creates, then you'll just go with the flow and only create from inspiration. Mm-hmm. And when you create from inspiration, you're going to bring non-physical love-based ideas manifested into physical reality. And those will be the miracles we speak of.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank
Wonderful. You. We have time for one quick, silly question.
I have it.
Who besides Jim wants to ask that question? Kristen, you have a silly question.
I do. So yesterday I was on a call with Gary, and something he said that stuck in my head afterwards, and I didn't fully understand. He said that at some point it was something along the lines of everyone's going to get COVID. And with that, there's going to be a shift in consciousness. It sounded like the two were associated in the way that he framed it. And I can't remember exactly what he said. And I was wondering if you could speak to that or have any insight on that.
Well, whether that's going to be next week or 100 years from now, everyone is going to come into contact with the presence of what you're calling a disease and what we're calling a vibrational shift or energy that's necessary for those who want to remain physically focused, that will enable them to move into the new dimensions and the new things. And this sounds esoteric and ethereal. And we, Gary especially, doesn't like talking about what ifs and possibilities. But this COVID, which you call a disease, is only a disease if you're not easy about it. Mm. If you're seeing it from a perspective of love, as somehow this must be good, somehow this must be necessary, somehow this must be beneficial for those who receive it. Those who are receiving it now, who are able to handle it, and the young people, for instance, it isn't a big deal. It's like a cold for them, for most of them. They are vibrationally closer matched to it. There's less resistance vibration because they are at a higher vibration. So when the day you're born is you're born as an exact perfect match to the vibration of the earth on that day. Humans, because they have an awareness and a higher level of consciousness, tend to resist what's going on. They offer resistance. So their vibration doesn't move at the same level as the earth. And so you can see this play out in generation gaps. A vibration of a grandparent is very different than a vibration of the grandchild. The grandchild adapts to technology very easily, and the vibration of the grandparent is not a vibrational match to that technology. So it's more difficult, right? It's because the grandparent has offered resistance over the years and has not kept up with the speed of the planet. The planet has nearly no resistance in it. And so it is evolving and evolving and evolving. New energy is being given, and new possibilities exist at every era or every decade or every year, you see? So in this moving towards new vibrational realities, the earth is moving. You're keeping up with it as much as possible. And it's moving into new dimensions. It's physically moving into new dimensions. You know that it's revolving around a sun that's shooting through the universe, moving into new areas of the universe, a new relationship with the galaxies and the stars, and new possibilities are being formed by this. So you could look at COVID as this thing you need to avoid so you don't get sick. Or you can look at it as a vibrational upgrade. And those who are going to move into the new dimension, which is all humans who are going to be alive, will interact with it in a way that's beneficial for them. Those who are not going to move into the new dimensions are going to transition, whether it's through COVID or anything else. They will not be here. They will be born again at a higher vibration, ready for it. And so once the virus is within the population, it stays, it becomes less intense because the general population has absorbed it, and it becomes less of a, it's not a new thing anymore. The population raises the vibration to the virus, you see? And so this could be done through immunity, through changes in DNA, through modifications in the code of the genetic code itself, through all kinds of things. But the Spanish flu, for instance, is still in existence now. And it's not nearly as big of a problem as it was 100 years ago, because the vibration of the population is closer to the vibration of the common cold, of the flu, whatever it was. And so this will happen in time as well. But it's a vibrational thing, not something to be worried about. Now, this, all of these things, in however big or small they get, is for a benefit, moving the population together, whatever populations are affected by it. You could look at AIDS and then the population of who got AIDS and how that worked and how that was used to move the acceptance of that community through the what humans would call tragedy of it all. More love was poured into it, you see. But the fearing of it, the fearing of anything, the holding it back, the trying to prevent yourself from it, it's not really possible. It's not really necessary. The resistance in going through anything, any disease, is in fear. And in love, you could sail through whatever is going to happen. It's simply a matter of choosing your perspective. You're either going to choose a limited perspective or a higher perspective. In a limited perspective, you're going to feel negative emotion and fear, and it's going to be difficult. No matter whether you go through a breakup, whether you go through a business failing, a loss of money, a divorce, being fired from your job, if you're going through it from a limited perspective, it's going to be difficult and painful. If you go through anything from a higher perspective, the discomfort of that is eased greatly. Gary often jokes that when he's getting a massage from Tracy, it could be interpreted as torture if he didn't know what was happening, if he didn't know it was a good thing, because sometimes it's not, sometimes it's a little painful, you see? And if you were blindfolded and taken into a torture chamber and someone came and did what Tracy does to Gary and said, we're going to keep doing this until you give us our answers, they would give the answers. And they would view it as torture. And it would be so much more painful to them. Now you pay for this, or you get it as a gift, or you appreciate the exchange that's happening, and the pain isn't anything. It feels good. It's like working out. The pain after working out feels good, you see? So all of this comes down to looking at everything from a limited perspective. Are you going to be afraid of it? Are you going to perceive it as bad and wrong? Are you going to resist it? Is it going to cause you to spiral into a exploration of who you're not? Or are you going to embrace it and have no fear and let whatever happens happen? Let whatever happens happen. Are you inspired to get a vaccine? Great. Are you inspired to wear a mask? Great. Are you inspired to stay at home and quarantine? Fantastic. Are you inspired to go out and live your life? Awesome. It's all up to you. You get to make that decision. If you make it in fear, you'll make a decision that isn't really going to serve you. If you make it in love, if you are in alignment, if you receive inspiration, if you understand the truth of who you are, you're going to get the answer that's right for you. And it may not be right for anyone else you know. They may be all living in fear. It's up to you to make your choice and not to listen to anyone else outside of you, because they're always going to be a reflection of your faith or doubt, of your courage or fear. That's it. That's all that's happening. Now, any human that's listening to this that has not been aware of these teachings is going to say that that is madness. So we normally don't talk about things that are so volatile or so polarized. What we're trying to say here is that resistance is going to make it difficult. Acceptance is going to make it easy. Looking at it from a limited perspective, you're going to see an illusion. Looking at it from a higher perspective, you'll see more of the truth. Listening to your guidance going forward from this point on is going to be essential, because you're going to all realize that most of them who are making the decisions are living in great deals of fear. They cannot see the truth. They will not see the truth. They will not change their opinion. They're going to hold on to their beliefs because their beliefs make them feel safe. And you don't need to feel safe in an environment where you're the creator, because that is the perspective of the victim. This is the worst silly question we've ever received. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.